the DJ.
It's 8:09. That's S.Dot the DJ with the Wake Up Workout every single morning at 8 a.m. You don't want to miss it. That's the Concepts mix. I like that right there. 8:10 right now. Freddie and Chantel in the morning. Joining us this morning, a very special guest with PPL, Ben Pagani, who's a community outreach manager with PPL, talking about some new programs that they have, some training programs that you might want to take advantage of. First and foremost, good morning, Ben. Tell us about the Healthcare Plus training program. What is it designed and set up to do?
Sure. So we help you get enrolled, and you have your class through us and Minneapolis Community College, right? Minneapolis College used to be Minneapolis Community and Technical College. Mm-hmm. And you also get some classes with Abbott Northwestern. If you complete the Healthcare Plus program to become a patient tech, it means you're just kind of doing logistics in a hospital. You might work with a supervising physician, so a doctor. If you complete this class, you might have the chance of getting a first-round job interview with Abbott Northwestern to work inside of one of their hospitals.
Hmm. So tell us again, we didn't catch the title. So what are some of these positions? What are the titles? And tell us a little bit about those positions at Northwest.
Sure. So patient care tech and remote observation technician. These kind of mean that you might assist patients, their family members, and visitors finding their way around a hospital unit. You might learn how to take a patient's vital signs to document them, provide them to the doctor you're working with. And us and our partners will teach you to work efficiently in a healthcare unit with doctors.
Mm-hmm. So now, are these positions, do you have to have some kind of a degree or certificate, or is it just the training program? You come in fresh, you're interested in being in healthcare, and you guys start people from the bottom and work their way up into these positions?
Absolutely. So this is a 6-month training program. It doesn't take more than half a year. You do not have to have any sort of qualifications. We just ask that you might have some, customer service related experience, but you'll receive certifications in CPR, basic life support, and mental health just by completing the class with us.
Wow. That's amazing. We're talking to Ben Pagani, Community Outreach Manager with PPL, talking about the Healthcare Plus training programs that they have in connection with Abbott Northwestern. What are these roles, some of the pay rates for some of these roles?
Sure thing. So we're looking at anywhere from $18 to $23 an hour if you complete this program. So just by changing your career, you could have a pretty livable salary in Minneapolis and work alongside one of the most popular employers in the state.
Amazing. I like it. I like any kind of program that will train you. And just for people who are looking, like you said, for a career shift or just wanting to get into the industry but don't know where to start. And like you said, it takes half a year, 6 months, not bad at all, $18 to $23 an hour, and a chance to work at Abbott Northwestern. Talk about the phlebotomy program. There's some in-person classes happening coming up. I remember I during a health situation that I had, I remember, you know, when you're in the hospital, they have to take a lot of blood. They have to come in and check. And I remember talking to one of the nurses, like, what is your position called? And she said, I'm a phlebotomist. And I was just like, well, what is that? I didn't know that there was a fancy title for the people that would come in and take your blood and everything. But I thought at that time about getting into phlebotomy. But tell us about what that position is and about these classes that's coming up.
Yeah, I couldn't have summarized it better myself. So phlebotomy and to be a phlebotomist is to be someone who draws blood at a hospital in a doctor's office. And we're offering some in-person classes and a phlebotomy class as well. So we'll teach you alongside, again, professors from Minneapolis College. But this time, you don't just have the chance to work with Allina Health and Abbott Northwestern, but also M-Health Fairview, so another really popular medical employer in the state of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So by taking this class, you have the chance to work alongside either M-Health Fairview and Allina Health. Plus, you'll get to do 100 hours total of hands-on clinicals with either of those hospital systems, mm-hmm. performing blood draws on patients, getting hands-on experience, and building your network.
Nice. And I love that hands-on piece because that's the most exciting part, right? Like when you're looking to get into a career, you want to just get out there. I'm the type that I just want to do it. You know, I want to see what it feels like to actually be in the groove of the actual position. So there's another element to this program. It's called ASCP, American Society of Clinical Pathology. Tell us about that board exam.
Yeah, if you pass that board exam, which is kind of like your final for our phlebotomy class, mm-hmm. you will have achieved the highest level of certification for phlebotomy that anybody could have. And this class is just a few weeks long. We're looking at 2.5 to 3 months. I believe it's an 11-week long class. Mm-hmm. And you can become certified to draw blood at any medical employer in the entire country. You could even teach classes on how to be a phlebotomist if you complete this class and you complete your ASCP board exam.
So now, is that an option to do that board exam? If you don't do that, you just don't get to that higher level in phlebotomy in the area, or how does that work?
Correct, yes. That is one of the requirements for our phlebotomy class. But again, with our employer partners at mHealth Fairview and Allina Health and Minneapolis College, mm-hmm. we're really setting you up to, you know, succeed and pass that exam. We're gonna make sure that you're trained all the way by some of the, you know, best professionals, people who are already doing this for a living.
Wow, and that's not a lot of time. 11 weeks, that's I think that's amazing. Tell us about some eligibility requirements that you just have to have. Not a whole lot of requirements here as far as being eligible.
No, that's what's super great about this program is it's very accessible for many, many people. So we require you to pass a math and reading assessment, but it just has to be at the sixth grade level or above. Hmm. We'll have you come into our PPL Career Center, or you can take a test via Zoom, but myself and our team administer them. So I just want to blast it out there. I'll put our address on the map. We're located at 1035 East Franklin Avenue in South Minneapolis. You just stop on in and say, hey, I heard about the phlebotomy or the Healthcare Plus program. Hmm. I'd really like to learn a little bit more. We'll help get you taken care of. And then the other requirement for our phlebotomy class, you do have to have either a GED or a high school diploma and be 18 years or older.
Wow, not too bad as far as requirements goes. It sounds like it's a go. Are these programs no charge, no cost, or is there a cost for either program?
There is no cost to be enrolled in either of these programs. That's the most exciting thing. So these are, you know, grant funded. We're really excited to be a nonprofit organization here at PPL. So free of charge, you could really take, again, control of your career. Healthcare industries are just so thriving right now. It's where people want to have their jobs. It provides you with a stable career. And just think about some of the employer partners we talked about today. You could be working at Abbott Northwestern Hospital or with mHealth Fairview. You're going to get your clinicals. It's going to look great on a resume. And you could go work at any organization in the United States if you pass one of these classes.
Amazing. Really quick question before we wrap up. Healthcare Plus, that program particularly, I see what you have to do to be eligible for the phlebotomy, but are there requirements for the Healthcare Plus training program?
Again, it's just another situation where we want you to have a GED or a high school diploma and be 18 years or older with the right to work in the United States.
All right, not bad at all. Thank you so much, Ben. Ben Pagani, Community Outreach Manager at PPL, talking about these new training programs that are provided. No cost, take advantage of it. PPL-INC.org for more information. Ben, it's been amazing. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you all. Enjoy the beautiful day.
Yes, you too. Thank you. 819, Larry Fitzgerald.